Hello and welcome to the Rant and Rave podcast. I'm Dave.
And I'm Frank. Dave, good morning, sir. How are you?
Everything's great, buddy. How are you doing? How's the family?
Doing well. Everybody's good. Had a couple of softball games this morning. It's a beautiful sunny day here. Unfortunately, we're behind the Iron Curtain in California broadcasting from our undisclosed location, because if it was disclosed, you Lord knows Biden would send in the pair of the troopers to get rid of us. So,
and I'm sure people are very aware. Gee, I wonder why Frank and Dave don't release their last names. Yeah. Well, I think you can answer that question. So we are trapped behind the gated bars of California, but we hopefully will have a Superman to the rescue this coming Tuesday.
Superman? You mean woke Superman?
No, the real Superman in the form of Larry Elder to dethrone the tyrant in chief, Gavin Newsom.
Yes, so the big this recall.
I got to tell you, this is not just it's another recall, yada, yada. This is potentially groundbreaking.
Yeah.
To break through the Iron Curtain, literally, yeah, of the monopolistic state. I would say California ranks right up there with New Jersey, Michigan,
New York,
New York, obviously. It goes back decades. The tie-in between Newsom's family and Pelosi and the Brown family is strong. It goes back decades. There's a lot of YouTube videos that are actually still up, and you can kind of watch and kind of learn about it all.
Yeah.
So what's great about all the advertisements about Larry and so on is there's not one person that actually can say Gavin Newsom is doing a good job.
Right.
So all they've been doing is the usual kind of trying to tar and feather Larry. And it reached a fever pitch when I'm sure a lot of you have already seen this horrendous video. So here's Larry Elder walking through the streets of Venice, kind of checking things out, the homeless situation and so on. And some white lady in a gorilla mask throws an egg at Larry. Fortunately, she missed. And the only bummer with the whole thing is if this was reversed, you can imagine her name would be on every newspaper in the world. They didn't even take her mask off.
Right.
So she kind of biked away. Did you see the video, Frank?
I did. No, it was absolutely horrendous. I mean, again, to your point, this is classic. If the role was reversed, this would be heresy and treason, and Pelosi would be up in arms and all the rest of it. No, she knows she's part of the protected class. She can continue to have that mask on. She can be a white, lesbian riding her bicycle with that monkey mask on and throw an egg. And apparently I have heard they're going to bring hate crime charges against her, because of course they had to. I mean, what else choice do they have? I mean, she was caught dead to right on video. It's just so disgusting. And to add insult to injury, Newsom, and we're obviously for our friends and followers here in California, please get out and vote your conscience. You've got to get Newsom out, number one. So vote yes on the recall, get him out, and then just vote your conscience. We love Larry Elder here at the Rant and Rave podcast, but just make sure to get out there and get Newsom out is the number one thing. Dave, he's not even apologizing for his platform. There was a piece on Breitbart this morning. He is doubling down. He's doubling down on poverty. He's doubling down on the French Laundry hypocrisy. He's doubling down on the fires and not clearing out the brush and the horrendous forestry management, the failure of the vaccine rollout, the school closures, the masks. I mean, God, it goes on and on and on. And he's like, yeah, I'm super proud of this.
And of course, he's just the last in a long line of Democrat politicians in this state who really have zero intention of helping the typical citizen.
Right.
All they want to do is help the protected class and build their power. And this kind of in a weird, funny way, you can imagine the headlines coming off this whole Elder thing. Let me see. Black man identified as white supremacist is attacked by white woman wearing a gorilla mask. I mean, that is the headline.
That's good, Dave. That's good. No, I mean, absolutely. And it gets even worse. I'm not sure if you saw this. I'm over here on Alex Jones InfoWars. And there's another story breaking today. As a matter of fact, the press conference has just started. We're taping this on Sunday afternoon here in California. So apparently, and we'll try to piece this story together for you folks. It is literally breaking as we speak. Gavin Newsom's wife has been accused of attempting to bribe and silence a fairly well-known actress named Rose McGowan about the whole Weinstein sexual abuse issue. So apparently she was contacted. That's Rose McGowan was contacted by a proxy for David Boyce, who is the attorney for Harvey Weinstein, of basically everybody knows of you know, he's a pedophile. He has, you know, sex with minors, with women. He's raped women, et cetera. There was a proxy on behalf of Boyce who contacted her and basically said, what would it take for us to shut you up? What's your number? What is it going to take for us for this to all go away? Here's the question I have about this, David. And this goes on, I think, unfortunately, pretty routinely. The question I have is, why Gavin Newsom's wife? Like, why would she, there is no upside to this for her, right? Why would she be the one in the middle of this proxied conversation between Boyce and so forth? And of course, Larry Elder is having a press conference about this literally today as we speak.
I love it at
1 Pacific. So to me, something is very amiss, as they say.
I can't wait to see the fallout from this in the next couple of days leading up to Tuesday. But, you know, good for Rose. She's kind of a nutty Hollywood actress, but at least she's got some credibility in that her forceful voice about taking down Weinstein when he was protected by not only Hillary Clinton, but the entire Hollywood media elite.
Yeah.
So good for her. And that, you know, even though she's a woman of the left, okay, fine. But at least she's honest enough to go out there and say, hey, this, we need to bring Newsom down.
And I think she's matters at all, but I think she's lesbian, I believe. Right. So is she, I don't know. It doesn't even matter. But the funny thing about this whole thing is that you had a left wing white lesbian woman who is now aligned with a black conservative.
Right.
On the same topic.
Same issue. I think it's also tied to
vaccine. And the swamp as well is the one pushing back, right?
So. And same with the vax.
Same with the vax. It's the same
sometimes
situation.
Sometimes the far left and the far right can come together on various issues.
Well, especially this mandate recently. Totally. Yeah.
Well, I still think Larry is a winner if it's an honest election. As you know, in California, they rarely are honest. Let's just see if there's enough people that are going to come out and vote on Tuesday. It's huge, a huge thing. Speaking of ridiculous elections, so the fallout from the November 2020 election is not only ongoing. I think it will be a news story for the next 3 years. So the latest, I mean, we're still waiting for Arizona to come through, for heaven's sakes. It goes on and on there. But in Georgia, they found the Public Interest Legal Foundation found 27,287 Georgia mail ballots were undeliverable. Mm-hmm. That is twice Biden's certified margin of victory. So those are ballots that literally they never got out to their where they needed to go.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, we're finding this all the time. And I think you're right, Dave. I don't think that story is going away. There are now forensic audits underway. Obviously, with the Arizona results should be any day now. Pennsylvania and I believe, is it Georgia or Michigan, are also fully involved with full forensic audits. So I think the timing of this is going to be interesting, you know, leading into the midterms and so forth. And like we just talked about here in California, it's very disturbing because I think if it's an honest election, Elder is going to kill it. But I am very, very concerned, especially since you and I both have firsthand stories of people who went to legitimately vote in person and were told they've already voted. How does that happen? Like, how the hell does that happen? That happens because it's fraud, ladies and gentlemen. That's very simple.
Right. So that's already, they've already documented that into the thousands and thousands of people that's happened to. So then you have to do a provisional vote, I think they call it.
Provisional.
And then somehow they have to try to line things up, which who knows how.
Well, it's like the November election, Dave. I mean, the margin of victory here has to be so enormous. But you see, they're ready with their Dominion machines. Still about 2/3 of California voting sites, by the way, have Dominion machines, which is the reason why I'm so concerned. Because if it looks very clear that Larry is overwhelmingly going to win this as of election night. And by the way, they still keep counting ballots for 17 days after the runoff. Don't ask me why, folks. I have no idea. It's California. The state is fucking ridiculous. But they do that. But if they see things going, just like they did the night of the federal election, they're going to pull that lever. And, you know, you're up by 10 to 15 points, 10 to 15% on the final night. And then the next morning, not so much. Let's call it even.
Not so much. Hey, speaking of documents that we just love seeing actually uncovered for everyone to see. So let's get back to our Dr. Doom pal, Dr. Fauci. They actually released, it took a long time, but it's called the Freedom of Information Act, FOIA lawsuit.
FOIA request.
And it took who knows how many months this initially was asked for, but it finally just came out in the last few days. Okay. 900 pages of documents, basically proving
Yes.
Dr. Fauci lied over and over. It proved that the NIAID, that's his National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, provided funding to Eco Health Alliance, which then funded the gain of research at
the Gain of function. Yeah, exactly.
He kept lying, trying to hide behind, well, it wasn't me. It was the Eco Health Alliance. It's such crap. So Rand Paul stuck to his guns.
Yep.
And now that the whole case has been handed over to the Department of Justice, because you can't get up in front of Congress and lie. And basically that's where it's at. So as of the moment, he still has his job. He's still getting paid way too much money. Yep. But hopefully this will be just the start of bringing down this creep.
Yeah, no, totally. He's caught dead to right on video. Yeah. Absolutely lied to Congress. There's absolutely no question about that. The FOIA material now shows that the United States did fund, and just for folks who understand, gain of function research is essentially weaponizing this virus. So a lot of people are actually saying the real bioweapon is the vaccine. That's a whole nother podcast. But so the United States absolutely had a hand in funding the Wuhan lab and this research. There's absolutely no question about that. By the way, Dave, I think there's a new chant making its way across America. I think it's called Fuck Fauci, something like that. That's the college football chant that says Fuck Joe Biden. Now I get it. My wife's gonna kill me. She hates when I use curse words on air. But
you could just say
no choice. And this is the headline. This is straight out of Breitbart. This is like, and by the way, people might think, oh, this is a delayed reaction because this was going on last weekend. No, folks, this is an up-to-date podcast. This was going on last weekend. It's going on again this weekend at college football, and not just one or two in Michigan or Georgia. It's going on across the country. College football fans chant Fuck Joe Biden for the second straight week. This is in Alabama. This is in Michigan. This Tennessee. Is in Georgia. I'm Tennessee. And this is, it's not just the deep South. It's all over. It's all over the it's parts of the Northeast. Here's coastal Carolina. It's everywhere. There's like, just go on the Twitter sphere. It's all over the place.
I like to think that the current crop of college kids out there are kind of looking at the quote unquote, the people running the show are saying, you know what, that's not working for me. F that. So I like we've always thought that the young people were way too compliant and too passive with this whole thing. So good for them for speaking up, and hopefully they are going to be good conservatives.
I have to say, Dave, well said. I have to say also, I love the simplicity of the message.
It's kind of the way I feel.
I think it's the way a lot of our viewers feel, a lot of our listeners feel. I mean, I think it's right to the point.
Brevity.
Beautiful.
Is what it's all about. Now, speaking of
Joe Biden.
Yeah. Speaking of creeps, and speaking of Joe Biden, so that creep, his boss, former boss Obama, remember they let out those four Taliban members from Guantanamo Bay back in 2014.
In exchange for the Bo Bergdahl swap.
The Bo Bergdahl swap. So we knew it was a horrendous at the time. I would have let Bergdahl just rot where whatever.
Well, he was a traitor. He deserted his own platoon, and he's considered a traitor by his own comrades.
Yeah, and we actually went out and tried to rescue him, that turned out to be a disaster. But anyway, those four of the five Taliban five are now running the show, the new government in Afghanistan.
Yes,
isn't
that
lovely?
No, it's hysterical. I posted this on our, I hate using Facebook, but for folks who are over there anyway, check out our Facebook page. I had a great post on this the other day. They're now four or five deputy, this, that, and the other thing. Deputy defense minister, deputy minister of information, deputy, you know, yada, yada, yada. You cannot make this stuff up. And this is what the left loves, right? They love the fact that they four guys, you know, for a traitor of ours, right? And the four of these Afghans go over there. Why does the left, Dave, love these type of people? It's like that dude who was the U.S. Soldier who turned state's evidence on us. And then it turns out he was a tranny. And now he tried to move to Canada and they wouldn't even let him into Canada. Why does the left like these types of people? I don't understand it.
It's anything that's anti-American, anti quote unquote normal.
Yeah.
And anything to disrupt this, what they feel is the normalcy. All we know is it's bad news. And it's just another example of the left doing the wrong thing. Everything they touch turns to crap.
Yeah.
I mean, that's another simple way to put things. Here's a brave guy. Because it's all about pushing back at this point. So we all know how the education systems have really just been decimated with the wokeism. But a Portland State philosophy professor, his name is Peter Boghossian. He resigned in a public letter citing the university's transformation of a bastion of free thought into a social justice factory. and only caring about pushing their woke agenda. So, and here's a guy that had to put his entire career and livelihood on the line. And you were just talking about that, Frank.
Yeah.
This story can be repeated, you know, thousands of times throughout the nation where you have to say, am I going to put food on the table, or am I going to be able to, you know, speak and say what I think needs to be said? So of course he was dismissed. He resigned. And it's just so sad that it has to come to that at this point in time.
By the way, I should mention, since we're talking about people who are potentially out of jobs at this point, make sure to check out our social media site, guys, on and gals over on Gab. And Gab is actually running job boards for people that are electing not to take the vaccine. So I would highly encourage those of you who are doing that to head over there. You know, Dave, as you'll appreciate as a fellow Christian, as you are like myself, you know, the Bible said that Satan will first appear in a very popular role, right? I mean, he's going to appear in a way that people are attracted to and follow me, and I'm good and I'll do everything for you and all the rest of it. And I think we see this over and over and over again in many of our political class and our leaders. Sadly, we even see it in George Bush, the former president. Oh. I'm not sure if you saw this, Dave, over here on Breitbart. This was a speech he gave during the 9/11 memorial this past weekend. Quote, "We have seen growing evidence that the dangers to our country can come not only from across borders, but also from violence from within." So a never so slight dig at white supreme pizzas, the white supremacy tagline. And of course, those two words have such a neo-Nazi class type anxiety around it for a lot of people. White supremacy. Well, you know, what's BLM? Pretty much that's like black supremacy, right? But apparently that's just well tolerated and fine and everything else. But if you say the words white supremacy, you're done. And if you put those words in your search engine, on your Twitter feed, anywhere, you'll have FBI at your door the next day. Not the case with the BLMsters.
Yeah, he obviously was not referring to when I refer to domestic terrorists. When I think to myself, when we talk, it's always Antifa and the BLMers.
Right.
They're the one that caused $2 billion worth of damage in 2020. But of course, Bush is referring to, those Nazi were white supremacists.
Oh, yeah.
You could fit them all into a closet.
Totally.
The ones that actually exist in this country. So it's all a made up thing. And he, better
the ones who are, and the ones who aren't being manipulated by the FBI, like the ones in the Whitmer, Michigan investigation, right? I think there's like 8 undercover FBI agents there to like try to nail 2 guys to the wall. Please say something incriminating. And they finally got them on like, you know, saying something, and they're like, then they start their prosecution. But it's like that's why we're running. Dude, at this point, and plus they're going to send out thousands of people to check if we're mandatorily vaccinated or whatever, taking the second, the third, Lord, the fourth shot, the booster. Yeah. Oh, Dave, I don't know about you. I'm going to get all 5, make sure I'm very well protected. I'm going to be well protected.
I've actually heard that Pfizer's working on a daily pill, whatever that
boost
might
the mean. Shit out of this thing. So,
you know about how Big Pharma is making into the billions on this whole thing. So
30 billion. Pfizer made 30 billion alone on their COVID vaccine.
Oof.
Just one product. And that's all government tax money, by the way. Oh, yeah, of course. They're all happy. So is Scott Gottlieb, who used to be the FDA commissioner, and now he's on the board of Pfizer, and he's got a lot of stock options. So you see where this is going.
Yeah, it's all tied together. And then those companies kick back to the politicians they like. It's a firing squad of just dirty money all the way around.
I mean, literally, someone said to me the other day, Pfizer is in control of the FDA. I mean, they absolutely are.
Right. So they corrupt. It's cronyism of a capital class, which is not helping anybody at this point.
Yeah.
Speaking of not helping, this I'm going to touch on just a couple of more things before we head off. So the doomsdayers about the climate doom. I just love hearing any actual scientific fact that pushes it back against their false narrative. So here's another great one.
Yeah.
So how long have they been talking? Oh, the polar bears. There's no more ice left in the Arctic Ocean. So what have we found? In the last 10 years, which was supposed to have been the tipping point for the planet, the sea ice in the Arctic Ocean is the highest it's been in 9 years, increasing more than 30% just from last year, well above the normal Antarctic level of ice, of sea ice.
Beautiful.
So, I mean, those are just little things. I'm guaranteeing you the BBC, CNN, New York Times will not touch them.
Oh, yeah. Climate change is like, I think on a top 10 list of 10, it's right 10 things, it's like 11 right now for us. I mean, it's like, let me leave you with two juxtaposing stories, Dave, before we end. I love using the word juxtaposing, by the way. I very often use that chance. So here we are over on Gateway Pundit. I think you saw this story. Washington University student, and catch his name, of course, Fidel Alakani. Okay, let me just repeat that. Fidel Alakani, so just so everybody can be clear where he's coming from. He was caught throwing away American flags that were planted on the campus to celebrate the 9/11 memorial. Okay, so get that in your mind, right?
Right.
Total asshole, basically. Just a total jerk. And he shouldn't be in this country, and he should be sent home. And that's exactly what should happen to that dude. And then juxtaposed against this at the Evander Holyfield fight this past weekend, we got fans are hollering chants of "We want Trump back! We want Trump back! We want Trump back!" Just like the NYPD and the firemen were doing this past weekend for the 9/11 memorial celebration. Dave, it's incredible what's happening. The things are very topsy turvy. The next 30 to 60 days are going to be very, very revealing, I think, in terms of what happens. Hey,
let's start off with a positive outcome this Tuesday with Larry Elder. Claiming the governorship of California. That would be mind-boggling, amazing. But yeah, I think between now and election 2022, there's some wild times ahead, folks.
It's going to be a wild ride, and ours truly will be here to bring it all to you. Folks, don't forget to check us out on your favorite podcast platform, Podbean, Apple, Google, Pandora, Spotify, or on social media. We love Gab. We love Getter. We hate Twitter and we hate Facebook. So if you are there, please leave immediately. Dave, have a great weekend. We'll see you.